I told my parents that when I got to college, I was going to major in people. I wanted to help people. I wanted to improve the lives of others. I just wasn't quite sure how. So I graduated from college, and I decided to join AmeriCorps, otherwise sometimes known as the Domestic Peace Corps. And I packed up my white Chevy Blazer, and I drove from Madison, Wisconsin to Lake Charles, Louisiana to serve for 1 year at the Calcasieu Women's Shelter. It was an incredibly rewarding year. It was very difficult. But I thought, wow, if I can help provide resources and support to these women and children here, what could I do at the national level? So I did what any young idealistic person does, and I moved to Washington, D.C. Packed up my white Chevy Blazer, and I thought, well, I'll work at the AmeriCorps headquarters. That's perfect. And I was perhaps a little bit naive and a little idealistic because I was somewhat surprised when they didn't have a job waiting for me. So I spent a few more months sleeping on the couch of a girlfriend, and I was then able to get a job at a reputable foundation. Fast forward a few years and a few jobs later, and I find myself at a very innovative, creative literacy national nonprofit. And that is where I got bit by the entrepreneurial bug. I knew I wanted, you know, you combine your passion with a business model, and my passion was yoga. I loved everything that yoga had given me on the mat and off. And I thought, okay, I'm going to open a yoga center. And it's going to have a studio and a juice bar and a boutique and massage. And I realized that might be a little too much to try and tackle. So I was meditating one morning in my English basement apartment in Adams Morgan. And I thought, pants, yoga pants. So I thought about everything I love in a yoga pant, and I found someone who could sew, and she made a prototype. And then I came up with a name, Even Keel. And I found an art student, and he created a logo and a look and feel. And I took a 12-week course at the Women's Business Center. And I got all the licensing with the District of Columbia. And then I needed a factory. So I researched and I talked to people, and it led me to a factory in North Carolina, and they were willing to take a chance on me. They assigned me to a product manager. We created four different styles. I sourced the bamboo and organic cotton fabric. I found my four favorite yoga teachers, and we spent a day with a photo shoot in the park. And my art student helped me build a website, and in those days, there was no Squarespace, so it was a little clunky, but the online ordering function still worked. And we created a lookbook, and we had labels and hang tags, and I was off and running. It was so exciting, and I had momentum, and I started selling online, and I started doing booths at festivals, and I had trunk shows at gyms and at boutiques and in the homes of friends and family, and I went part-time at the nonprofit. It was so much fun. And then it was 2008. Factory let me know that they were no longer able to do the small runs that we had been doing, and it needed to be a minimum of 10,000 pieces moving forward. But uh-oh. And then it was October, and the nonprofit where I was still working had a quirky tradition of all of the staff would get dressed up in Halloween costume and have lunch at Ben's Chili Bowl. And my colleague Teresa and I decided to dress as a costume together, and we went as Yin and Yang, and she was Yin as all black, and I was Yang in all white. And we went, and everybody had a great time, and we came back and thought everything was normal, and then my boss called me into his office. And I was sitting there in my all-white Halloween costume. And he says to me, you know, times are tough, and we're going to have layoffs. And we need you to either come back full-time or leave. And I thought, I was devastated. I really wanted to make a go of the business. But I knew that it might not be financially viable. And all the entrepreneurs told me, keep your day job as long as you can. And so I did. And I went back full time, but then I did what any rational person would do, and I found a therapist. And we hatched a plan, and within 3 months, I landed a job at my beloved AmeriCorps. Now, it was a little bit of a shock, this budding entrepreneur who'd been hanging out in yoga studios with mood lighting and earth tones and incense, and all of a sudden I had fluorescent lights shining down on me as I was walking in the gray carpet of this corridor of a federal agency. But I loved the work, and the people were so dedicated to the mission, to service, and it was great. So I was working full-time, and I was trying to keep the business going, and then I decided I wanted to have a child. And I knew something had to give. So 2 weeks before Victoria was born, I sold all of my inventory. And to this day, I think to myself, What if I had made some other choices? And I look around and I think, why is everyone wearing fucking Lululemon? But I created something out of nothing. And I got to take a lot of yoga classes in cities all across the U.S. One of the most renowned yoga teachers at the time was one of my best customers. When it was all said and done, Even Keel was in about 25 boutiques and yoga studios from New York City to Hawaii. And I have a lifetime supply of yoga pants. So I invent, I reinvent, and I am here.